All right, cool. Let's
and
get
now
started.
We start.
And now we start.
It's your boy. It's JJ. It's the guy that's so excited for today's episode. I'm giggling.
Wow.
Who are you?
My name's G, and I'm stupid, but I'm also excited. I'm stupid excited. That's how you get there.
That's how you get there.
Literally.
We have a very special guest with us today.
We do.
We have I'm so excited. Who is the special guest, Gabby? Who is the special guest?
This is one of my friends. Mutual friends. We found each other through the podcasting sphere, and she invited me on her show, and I figured it was just about time.
Yeah.
Hi.
You went on her show like years ago.
Years ago.
And now. But yeah, this is Amelia Rose. Everyone give it up for Amelia Rose.
Thank you for having me on. I'm very excited.
Thank you for coming.
I'm so sorry in advance.
Yeah, this is going to be a crazy episode. I'm going to ask you so many questions.
I'm going to try and get him to forget his questions.
You won't get me to forget. I wrote them all down.
Can no comment be like an answer if I don't want to answer?
Definitely.
Okay.
Or drink.
Then ask me anything.
No drinking. But yeah, this is Amelia Rose. She's from the podcast Salem Me. Oh my gosh. So how was your days? How was y'all's days? What'd you get into?
Work. Right. It was good.
What a transition.
I know, right?
I am already having a week and it's barely even started. We record on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. I am getting a brand new heart monitor, friends. Ooh. You heard it here first. We got to go through this shit all again.
Wait, why are you getting a new one? What happened to the old one?
Because it wasn't enough. So now they want another week.
A stronger one.
And a half. I'm not excited, but it'll be fine. I'll just be a little grumpy grouchy next week.
It's fine. It's fine for everyone else. It's not fine for me.
Oh, that I'm going to be a bit of a bitch. I thought you loved that.
I do.
Anyway, that's been my week.
Yeah.
But I do serve as the trauma dump on this show. So.
Yeah. I think we both do a fair share of trauma dumping on this show from time to time. Yeah. How about you, Amelia Rose? How was your week? What have you been up to?
It's good. I've been up to work. Just doing magazine stuff. So I write for a magazine, if y'all don't know. And so I'm tired. It's only Tuesday, but I'm like exhausted.
I did know that. What kind of stuff do you write?
I write a lot of, I don't know, it's a lifestyle magazine. So we kind of just started our April issue, which is kind of interesting because it's February. Mm-hmm. And so today I had a photo shoot. We do these stories called tastings. And so we go to a restaurant and they'll make us some menu items for us to shoot. I'll interview the people who run the restaurant, like the chef, the owners, whatever. And then we'll shoot like 5 dishes from their menu and then we'll taste it, which is the most fun thing ever. And then I'll write the story probably like tomorrow in the next couple of days. So it was very fun. They knew what they were doing. It was exciting.
How do you get that job?
Yeah, wait, I was going to say, wait, whoa. Gabby, whoa. Write this down. How did you get into this? I'm curious. When did this start?
Well, I interned for them my senior year of college about 2 years ago. Just because I was doing the student magazine at my university. I went to South Alabama. And so I was doing the student magazine there. And then I kind of transitioned to like doing the newspaper. But I still really like the magazine writing. And so when it was my senior year, I was like, I need another internship. So let me try and figure it out. And I've been reading this magazine since like it's my like town, my like cities. Well, it's like cross county in Alabama, but so it spans a whole bunch of different counties, but I'd been familiar with it since I was young. And so I was like, I wonder if they do internships. And so I saw that they did. I emailed the editor and was like, hey, I want an internship. Yeah. I mean, I sent like resume cover letter. It was professional, but yeah. And then I got an internship.
Hey.
Could you imagine?
And then
just,
they hired me afterwards. Yeah.
Wow. So,
it's a fun job.
I didn't know you got to eat with that job, though. Now I'm jealous.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very jealous.
That's probably one of the more, like, super fun parts of the job, just like going to a restaurant and like not having to pay for like five dishes and eating it all anyway.
Wow.
This is my dream.
So which dish has been your favorite one thus far?
Oh my gosh. I mean, if anyone ever makes a burger, I love burgers. And so I'm like, okay. But actually, there was this one barbecue place that we did. And I'm like, barbecue's good. It's yummy. Good. But like, I did not expect it to be so good. But it was like, they gave us these ribs. And they were so nice anyway. And so they gave us these ribs and they were so good. They were like super tender, like fall off the bone. It was amazing. So yeah, that was probably one that stuck out.
That sounds really good right
that
now,
that sounds
actually.
So good.
Speaking of Alabama, I know that I told you about this, that we've started JJ on a horrible course, being minorly obsessed with the Tide. That is Alabama.
I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide, baby. I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide.
See, I told you. I made a horrible, nothing but horrible the tide. Mistake.
And I don't give a piss.
No, I support.
It's a mistake.
I mean, Roll Tide. Yay.
See, Roll Tide.
See. Oh, we won. I don't give a piss about nothing but these burgers, though. I need to get me. But is it as good as a bacon barbecue cheeseburger from Wendy's, or is it better? Because I love those burgers.
Like the food that you get to try?
Yeah, the food that you get to try. I'm guessing it's better than Wendy's.
Right. It is, but you know, if you have
Wendy's,
your favorite,
though, is better than the States. I will say
Wendy's is better than the States
in Canada.
You want to put that money where your mouth is?
That Canada's Wendy's is better than the States? Absolutely.
Oh, I thought you were saying the other way around. I was gonna
I'm not. It's disgusting here.
Okay, good.
Anyway,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
Roll Tide, baby.
Real Tide. Okay, so. I need to get into this food tasting. So that means I have to somehow get both of you up here into the northern lands of Canada. We have a Rib Fest that happens every August.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And if we were to snuggle our way in and do a food review, y'all have to make your way up here, okay?
We'll bring the tiny little microphones.
Yes.
Yeah, actually.
With a little fuzzy.
Yeah, that seems so cute. That'd be
so fun. We're just all standing around one. Hi, guys.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some more. This is going to be some more questions, more questionnaires. Gabby, do you have any questions before I get into mine? Because I have a lot.
I was going to say, you came prepared. I didn't.
Oh, gosh.
My gosh.
I'm just here to straight vibe.
I went digging. So,
Oh, no. What?
Amelia Rose.
Whoa.
I'm about to expose your social insurance number, your credit card, the CVV,
I don't even know
and
those,
the expiry.
So like, good luck.
I was just playing.
Whoa.
I went, I listened to your podcast on the regular, C'est la mie.
And my social security number is 69. Anyway.
Nurse. Yeah, so back to Salem me, because it's a play on words for C'est la vie. That is me. What inspired you for that title? I'm very curious. You talked about it a little bit in your first episode. So explain to viewers, how did C'est la vie come about?
I love how you're like repeating back what
my
I've said word for word. Well, basically, I wanted to start a podcast and I wasn't an expert on anything besides just my own life. And so I decided, okay, let's just have it be, I mean, not to be self-centered, but let's have it be like, I can just talk about my life because that's what I know and nobody else has that. So might as well use my personal life as like marketing tool or content creation type of deal. And so I just decided, okay, it's got to be like just about my life, about what I've been doing, what I'm up to, my thoughts, whatever. Basically, because I like don't know enough to talk about, like to be an expert or a voice of authority on like any other field besides my own life. So it was kind of a cop out, but also I like the like French vibe. And so I was like, okay, c'est la me. That's it. There were a lot of titles. I don't remember any of them, but that one stuck.
Okay,
I really like
nice.
It. Though.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's cute.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. So you do solo podcasting, unlike us here at Ginger Garbage, we're a duo here. Mm-hmm. We argue a lot and we bounce off each other's energy in order to make our our podcast quota.
Yes.
How is it with the solo podcasting? Like, do you just like what goes on your head? Like, what do you do to get ready to podcast? Do you always
she
have a topic?
She is the darkness.
Please.
She is the night.
I don't think you've realized she's also the complete opposite of how we function.
She literally is. I love that she, all of, I'm going to talk about you like you're not even here.
Okay.
She is definitely the... the like pinnacle of like lifestyle and like this is
right.
how you do life and here's all my accomplishment and I get to eat food as a job and then the both of us are like, dude, life sucks.
Oh my gosh, and there was one other thing you said that what was come back to me in a second. I'm losing my train of thought. Continue.
Okay,
anyway, I'll let you talk about your own life now that you're here.
Okay, so basically, I mean, it just depends. Some of my episodes are super random, like this one that I recorded for tomorrow is like things I'm looking forward to. And I've done this type of episode a lot. Well, I think I've only done it twice, two other times. So, but it's just something I like to revert to if I'm feeling like there are a lot of things that I want to talk about that like aren't coming up kind of soon. And so I'll just compile them all into this one episode of like, okay, guys, like here's everything I'm excited about, like looking forward to and whatever. And so... but a lot of times I'll just kind of either, it depends. So I'll either do a whole like content creation brainstorming session with the intention of like, okay, let's brainstorm some topic ideas for episodes. But then other times I just kind of, you know, if there's something during the week that strikes me and I'm like, oh, I want to talk about this topic or something, I'll kind of plug it in. But it just depends on kind of like what is, not to sound like too like pie in the sky, but like whatever's inspiring me or whatever kind of hits me during the week. And I always try and have things to kind of like fall back on in case nothing inspires me during that week and it's a horrible week and I still need to podcast about something positive. And it's hard being a solo podcaster. Okay. I'm jealous of y'all.
Oh, absolutely. I believe it.
Like, I just got to be like blah, 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 blah for like 45 minutes. And sometimes I like don't want to speak that long, and so I'm like, what do I do?
And you edit your own stuff too, like we have a team because we are way too busy and lazy.
No, so that just means you have lives lazy. I don't
popular to contrary popular to what is it it's contrary, contrary to popular belief.
there it is
took me a second. We're actually nobodies.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
fake it till you make it. You have everybody fooled.
Ah, see, aww. And that's the best part. Thank you.
See, this would be a moment where I would just absolutely rip JJ's head off. So,
see, and we have guests over. We have to make sure
we have to be on our best behavior.
Yeah, we brought out the best China word just for you.
I know y'all. It's fine.
Oh my gosh.
She knows us. Duck for cover.
Run, hide. But yeah, one thing that she said was, you're not an expert on topics, but you're only the expert on your life. That's... yeah, but we need to take that and run with that one too, because we have insanely high God complex that drives the episodes.
Exactly.
We need to tone it down.
We absolutely do. That is very real. I live my life knowing one thing and one thing only, is that I am the best.
Yeah. No.
Nose in the air, mask on.
Nose in the air, mask on. Pinched. Can I say titties? Can I say Matt? Bleep that out.
What? You
know,
does that even mean?
You know, it's like this: the Beverly Hills.
As an owner, titties. I've never described them like that. I'm sorry.
On Real Housewives of Atlanta, they say like cinched waist, pinched titties.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Oh. Aw, we heard it first here, Atlanta.
I was an Orange Orange County girl.
I've never been a county girl. I don't know how y'all do it.
Okay, well.
Like I said, I don't give a piss about nothing but tide. Anyways.
Oh my God.
Anyways, back to these questions that I have. How many instruments do you play, Amelia Rose?
Oh gosh. Well, probably guitar is like the only one that I'm decent at. Like, I can do a couple piano chords, but I really don't play. And I should get back to doing guitar. I really should, because I did it throughout like high school and stuff and first year of college, and then I didn't major in music anymore and I kind of dropped it.
You're a music major?
Totally come back.
Well, freshman year, yes. I'm much happier now that I'm not.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
it was, you're so, in good company.
It was a struggle. It was not a good experience.
So I'm a Canadian. So when you say freshman, is that freshman in high school or freshman college?
Oh, college. I mean, first it could be year. Either, but I'm talking about college.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You need to get back. You're in good company. We are musical nerds. We live and breathe and write music, literally.
Oh my gosh.
Literally.
You should get back into...
Come back.
You should.
I want to get back into songwriting.
I was just about to ask about that. Do you write songs?
Oh my gosh. I used to write so many songs and I don't know if they were good, but it was so much fun. And I don't think I go 1 week without thinking about like, ooh, what if I were to like release an album? Not that I have any like expertise on that, but I want to.
You're in the right places.
We've dabbled a little bit in releasing music. Oh, we got to talk after the pod.
Yes, seriously.
Yeah,
we got to keep your fucking number, dog.
Yeah, we're write it down. Yeah, you should really get back into music. Can you give us a couple titles of some of the songs that you've written and what they were about? I'm very curious.
Okay, let's see. Let me see if I have anything in my notes app.
Yeah.
Oh, she does it on the notes app. Oh, yes, she's real.
She's real.
You are hilarious.
Sorry.
Okay.
We're living right now.
They're like Taylor Swift-esque like songs.
That ain't no problem.
I mean, the titles aren't interesting. It's like one.
She's a billionaire.
Aspiring. No. So Blue. There's one Heartthrob that's supposed to be more of a dancey song. Pretend, like, these songs are not very like interesting, like as far as the titles. It's not like, what's the band that does like really long titles? Is it Panic at the Disco that used to do really long titles?
Lana Del Rey.
Yes. Okay, that's who I'm thinking of. Yeah. I'm like, it's not like that. It's not that. It's like a one.
Sorry,
word,
let
like,
me generic. Let me re-say that. Lana Del Rey. I don't want no stands coming from me because I said.
You said it in like a less than please toned. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. I can't have that.
No, she's talented. Well, she just has very long song titles and I do not. So yeah, I really haven't written lyrics in a while because that was the thing that got me into it, was like poetry and lyric writing. And then I was like, I really should probably learn to play an instrument so that I can actually make these songs and not just really long poems that rhyme like verses and choruses.
Right.
That's one step higher than what I do. It's fine.
You're also lots of steps higher than us. We title our stuff like Untitled 64.
That is exactly what I do.
Untitled 63.mp3 lyrics.
Oh my God. Final. No, really, this one, final.
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 Final four. God.
No, but I can't tell you how many times I've tried to use like GarageBand just to like track something and I'm so horrible at it. Like, so much frustration over trying to make something sound halfway decent. It's awful.
Yeah, you're definitely in the right rooms because I don't use GarageBand often enough, but I know G does, so.
I do, but I also have like 50 million instruments in my house. So like, oh, sorry, my ankle popped. But I also just have like a bunch of stuff in my apartment. Things. There's an accordion 5 feet away from me.
Oh, yeah, the accordion.
Like, just things.
I moved out of my mom's place recently, and my saxophone that I've played for nearly 20 years is back with my mom. Mm. I haven't played
you
have
it
to
go in. Rescue her.
I do have to go rescue her because I need her for a couple of things I'm working on. Right?
That's but, what yeah. a saxophone sounds like.
That's. Well,
not
let
really.
Me ask the audience.
Please don't.
So, anyway, so.
That's how you play one.
That's not how. Oh, wow. Moving on. You know what? I'm going to leave the saxophone alone. We're going to leave the saxophone alone.
It's always just fucking immaculate.
And there's a cuss.
Oh, I'm jealous, guys.
That one's my favorite one. I still have it on my computer. We can listen to it afterwards.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll take a listen. Okay. So now,
anyway,
I'm going to get into some real questions now. So last week, Wednesday, was Valentine's Day. Each of us did episodes that were tailored towards said Valentine's. Oh, now my computer turning off. Oh, I thought my computer turned off. I got scared. Anyways, so my question is,
how are you so positive?
Oh God!
That's not my question. That was not my question.
How are you so nice when the world is so mean?
Whoa, we're getting deep. I was gonna ask what's the love life looking like, but sure, we'll go with that question.
I mean, I'm positive on the mic. That doesn't mean that I like life all the time. No.
Oh.
The love life is not.
She lies on
loving
the
pod. Life. No. No, I don't lie. I'm just, I record when I'm in a good state of mind. I don't come in and I'm like ranting, like that's not my show, but I could maybe do a spinoff.
You should
bank accounts are made by the shadow government.
you need to have an episode where you're so like,
I would love to hear it.
Like where you're just going off on the shit that pisses, oh, where you're going off on the stuff that upsets you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good cover, bro.
Thank you. But yeah, my question, what's the dating scene looking like for you? Is love in your life?
It looks like the Wild West in an abandoned ghost town right now.
Oh no.
Really nothing going
on. No.
That was a good analogy. I'm stealing that one.
No, I mean like it's the thing, it's like yes, I would like to be dating, but also I'm like, oh, like nobody likes me, whatever. But then I think, well, do I like anybody else? And I'm like, not really. So kind of like, oh, that's maybe not as desperate as I sometimes feel. But no, I mean, I have thought about getting on Hinge a lot recently, just because why not?
Don't.
Why not?
I know. I get scared because I'm like, well, what if it doesn't work on Hinge? Like, where else do I go? Like, what do I do? So.
I mean this in the nicest way possible, and Matt, you may have to cut this. Hinge only pushes the ugly people unless you pay for their service.
Oh my God.
I can see that.
As hot girl to hot girl, your profile will be hidden.
That's
just
sweet.
Letting you know.
Note to
that
Matt.
That is part of their algorithm. No, but that is unfortunately part of their algorithm because they do this like weird like 3D like verification check or whatever. So they're like actually seeing if you're as hot as your pictures are.
Really?
And so they only push the ugly people. So any other app that doesn't ask for that verification, do it. Hinge is not worth it.
That's hilarious. I had no clue.
I swear to God.
Well, I mean, okay. If it's any indication.
For the first day.
Like,
sorry,
how my love life is going. I did my taxes on Valentine's Day. So.
Oh, exactly. I need to do my taxes, actually.
It also reminded me of how single I am, because it was like, did you do any of this? Like, I used TurboTax. I was like, have you done any of this in the past year that would have changed your taxes? It's like, get married, have a baby, move into a new house, get a new job. I'm like, no. I did nothing, like nothing. And it was like, are you sure you're single? And I'm like, yes, TurboTax, I am single.
Oh. I didn't know they did that.
What a breeze.
No.
Thanks. So.
Are you sure you're single? You know what, TurboTax? F you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So anyway.
What are your green flags? Like, what are you looking for in an individual? What speaks out to you?
Oh, gosh. I like humor. I like... Mm. Someone who just shows that they're interested. At this point, I'm like over guys who aren't like confident enough to like show that they're interested. Like right. Any sort of like games, right. If they're just kind of like, oh, well, I like any guy who makes me approach them. I'm like, no, I don't do that. That's not me. And I don't want that. I guess guys who are like aren't trying to hide like either what they're feeling or trying to like make me make the first move or whatever. But humor and like, you know, obviously some degree of like attractiveness, you know, I don't know that I really have like a type, but you know, I don't know. What else do I look for? Just
right. Are you into
not being married?
Yeah, that's out. Yeah. Yeah, Gabby. Exactly. Not inviting me on a date.
That happened to me last week.
What?
Right.
Gosh, people are creeps.
I had been flirting with this man for over a week. And he finally comes out and he's like,
he's gay.
I'm engaged.
Oh.
No, he's engaged. That happens to me regularly too, but that's fine.
I knew he was engaged. I just wanted to say that because he said come out.
Whatever. Anyway.
But so he let you flirt with him for a week.
That is something that happened. Oh, he really did.
Yeah. Ego boost. Hate people like that. Like, if you're so insecure that you need an ego boost, like, sorry, I could go off, but just.
Amelia Rose goes off on Ginger Garbage.
Yeah. But this is a safe space for that.
This is a very safe space. And if there's anything that you want cut, you just let us know. And we got the people to cut it.
Matt, cut the check. That.
Yeah, we got the people. Right. No, we're tainting her. She's going to leave here a changed individual. This is
the best.
Oh my gosh. We're terrible influences.
This is the best thing that's happened.
Oh.
Okay. She said, cut the check.
Cut the check. Now, what are your red flags? The red flags?
Self-absorbed people. So either people who always talk about themselves or people who just like aren't giving you anything back. Also, just people who are just arrogant, you know? Also, like, the engaged people who, like, well, not in general, but, like the guy that you're talking about, Gabby, who will let you flirt with them because they enjoy the ego trip, and then they'll be like, I'm engaged. It's like, shut up. Like, that's so rude and also embarrassing.
Yeah. I am a girl's girl. If I knew, I would have stopped immediately. As soon as I did know, I stopped immediately. Boom.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah.
Oops. See, now for me.
Yo, we've heard this. We have heard this. We don't need this.
Oh, my God.
See, just because there's a ring doesn't mean I can't rock it.
Oh my God.
I'm playing. I do because Gabby, please. You know, I'm not even going to continue. I'm just going to stop.
You got to dig that hole.
I'm outnumbered in this. I'm outnumbered in this one. Listen. No, hold on. What did I do? I'm not the one that's in the relationship.
If you
and being...
knew he was financed. Fiancéed, engaged.
Like I said, that is a poor choice on his or her department. That has nothing to do with
God.
Me.
That's insane.
Will I continue? That's a different question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I am hands off immediately.
Oh, really? I mean, like, for me, I mean, I'll wait to, obviously I'm not going to continue it because there's no end goal here
said,
anymore.
You're not spoken for, are you? Wink, wink.
No, I'd be like,
he's promised. Wink, wink.
I'm losing this one.
You are.
I'm losing this one, so I'm gonna move on.
You hussy.
You're on a timeout. You're on a timeout. Next question. Do you have any siblings? And if so, how many? And which one's your favorite?
What's your favorite color?
Whoa. Oh my God.
What's your mom's maiden name? Which parent's your favorite? I'm kidding. Let's go back to the siblings.
What was your first childhood pet's name?
Siblings, though. How many siblings do you have?
Yes, I have 6 siblings. So.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I have 4.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have a lot of siblings. I also live at home. And so recording the podcast, I'm like, guys, I'm recording for like 45 minutes. Please be quiet. You know. But no,
Shut
I
up.
Love them all equally. And
allegedly.
No, they're great.
Shouldn't fall for it, dude. Yeah.
No. I was gonna say pick one if you have to pick one right now, but I won't start that the sibling war.
No.
Your family's starving in the woods.
You have
I
to
mean,
pick
they
one
might
to say
listen to this, so I don't want to do anything wrong. you know.
Are you the eldest? Or are you
no,
like, where do you place?
I am kind of middle. Okay. So I don't know. Do y'all know this? I'm a quintuplet.
What?
What?
Do y'all not know?
You just made that up.
No, I'm not. No.
Oh my
I'm
gosh, like, are you serious?
Okay, so I have an older sister, then they're the quintuplets, and then my younger brother. So I'm the youngest quintuplet, which were, you
Your
know.
Parents weren't, they didn't have enough with that?
Nope.
What? My mom was like, I really wanted another kid
after having the quints. And then she's like, oh, maybe that's selfish. But then she got pregnant. She's like, and then they were done. It was fine.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That is like, frightening.
That is so cool.
I never mention on my show because like I don't really have a reason to. Because I'm like, what is
Are
it?
You identical or no?
No, thank God. I mean, it would still be fine if we were, but like, I mean, everyone's beautiful. It's not like I don't want to look like some of my siblings, but just the confusion factor would be so high that I would feel really sorry for my mom. No, but there are four girls and a boy in the quints, and then older sister, younger brother. So two boys and five girls.
Wow.
So yeah, that's what I thought you meant when you asked about siblings. And I just started talking about it like it was like, you know, normal, big family, whatever.
I mean, he does know your social security number. And
no, I'm telling you, I did my research. I came prepared.
Yeah.
And we're not even through halfway of the questions.
You really did. You're like,
that is pretty sick, though.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's, I guess we can bleep their names out. But in terms of the quad, are your names like also French-esque kind of like, you know, yeah, how your name is like Amelia Rose? Or like, what are their names? We'll bleep them out. We'll bleep them out.
That's fine.
She said Quint. There's five.
Yeah, Quint. Five.
Five? I thought you said quad.
No.
No. Q-U-I.
I thought you said Q-U-A-D. Quint?
Yes, Quint.
Let me turn my mic down. Hold on. Oh my gosh. Hold on. Give me a second.
He's glitching. Give him a minute.
He like can't process.
Yeah. Oh, he like actually.
He muted. He's gone.
He's running around the apartment building right now. Give him a minute.
Five?
Oh my God.
That is fascinating, though.
Five?
Yeah, it's fun.
I mean, people
are like, what's it like? And I'm like, I don't know any difference. So literally couldn't tell you.
It's just too damn much. I always told my mom, I'm like, if they outnumber my arms, that's enough.
I know. Like multiple skip generations. So my grandma was a twin, and then my mom wasn't, and then she had multiples. So I'm like, I get to skip. So I'm kind of happy.
Oh my God.
Because I'm like, what if I had like six siblings?
You're gonna have a lot of grandkids. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Are you done with your run around the apartment real
quick? That was really good. I thought it was four the whole time, and then you said five, and now wow.
That's fascinating.
And then there was one older one outside of the five, and then there's
a younger one.
Yeah.
A younger one outside of the five. So the five are the eldest, and then there's
no,
one more younger.
No, there's a younger, no, there's an older sister,
no.
And then
five. One.
Yes.
One,
exactly.
Five, one.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Oh my gosh. How did that, okay, so I'm
He's glitching.
I'm like diving into this a little bit because I'm very curious on how this family dynamic works. So when there's an argument or someone wants something, like, how serious does it get? Is it like, oh my gosh, you guys can play Monopoly. Sorry, I'm like glitching.
I mean, we can go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I mean, we're like a team on our own, like our whole family. Like whenever we go places, it's like a group, you know? So it's kind of like a big production whenever. It used to be like a bigger production when we were like little kids because it was like five like toddlers at the same time. It's ridiculous. But no, it's like, I mean, we can play board games that require like six or more people. We're like, no problem. But no, it's super fun. It's great. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Can you guys read each other's minds?
No.
Oh my God. I knew it was coming.
I mean, no. Not at all.
Do you guys like sometimes finish each other's sentences?
Sandwiches?
I mean, Shipley, my Quint brother will finish whatever food he can get his hands on. So yes, technically, even if we write our names on it, he will get it out of the fridge and be like, I didn't see your name. I'm just like, cop out. But anyway, no, sometimes we will like say the same thing, like at the same time. It doesn't happen very often, but like if someone asks us a question, like we're out and someone asks, like, so blah, 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 if it's like pertains to like our family or whatever, if two of us answer, typically we're going to have the same answer because we're like from the same family. And then people get like a kick out of that, which is a little bit strange in my opinion. I was like, that's not, it's not that impressive, like chill. But also, I guess, like, you know, if you don't have siblings the same age, you probably don't have the same answer to the same questions. But to me, that's like, people think it's a lot more. I mean, I don't know. It's like my life, so I don't understand like why people are like so fascinated. But then I guess if it wasn't, I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know. So I'm always trying to understand people.
Yeah, like I'm so fascinated right now.
I just have the one. It's plenty.
Not that's one too many, please.
too many.
Yeah, I have four, lived with three my entire life. Well, slash entire life. Oh my gosh. Wow.
I'm the only oldest.
Yeah. I'm almost the very youngest. And I get reminded of that all the time. You're the youngest of the contemplants. I'm like, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. No, I'm not. But yeah, okay. Let's dive out of the sibling topic.
You're like, I asked a question I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I wasn't prepared for that answer. I was like, because I remember on your earlier episodes, you'd mentioned, you're talking about something with your sister. And I was like, okay, she's got siblings. I can dive into a little bit of the sibling topic here. Because
you weren't expecting a whole basketball team?
I was not expecting. I was not expecting a team. That's crazy. Do y'all do like family reunions and stuff like that?
Not really. We went to one 10 years ago. It was like extended family, obviously. And so that was kind of weird because a lot of my like extended family still live in my city. And so it was just kind of weird to be like, oh, you're related to all these people. But like we all live together in the same house, like my immediate family, not my extended family. That would be a lot. And so, I mean, we also were homeschooled. And something that I always joke about, people will be like, oh, I'm going to my 5-year like high school reunion, whatever. I'm like, every night at dinner, as long as everyone's home, that's my 5-year high school reunion. Like, I don't.
Please.
Like, I have a high school reunion every night. Like, it's not special for me.
Oh, that's awesome. That's because y'all were the same age. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Were you guys homeschooled like all up until like elementary, middle school, high school?
Yes. Was it all homeschooled? Yeah. We went to kindergarten. And then we were homeschooled after that. So
okay.
Whoa. Yeah.
Pretty sick.
It was good.
Pretty sick.
I liked it.
Oh,
my
gosh.
I think if they were all the same age, it'd be easier, though.
Yeah. It kind of made it for, like, okay, you'll have a grade and not just, like, you're a single student by yourself, like, trying to do your schoolwork. Yeah. No, and my mom, she was a teacher before she had us, and then she's teaching now. So she did a really good job. It's like, I would like to homeschool my kids, but I'm not an educator and I literally don't know how to teach people to do anything. So I'm kind of like, I don't know what the odds are of that working out, but we don't have to worry about that right now.
But why not? Why not? I mean, you want to get back into songwriting. You want to get back into playing instruments. If you really, really wanted to be an educator, I believe you could do it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I will take the encouragement with me.
Yeah. No worries. No worries. And you have good resources. So I believe.
thank you.
Especially if your family's all in the same spot. That's
exactly.
Super helpful.
That's going to be incredibly helpful. Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. Okay. That was great. Thank you. I wasn't expecting that, but that was really pleasant.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
I'm going to dive a little bit out of the sibling topic. I'm going to go into some of the more recent stuff that we talked about and stuff that you talked about in your podcast. So I've never been to Mardi Gras. I have no idea what the hell that is. Explain what that is like I am in kindergarten.
Okay. Oh my God.
So it's kind of the feast before the famine of Lent. And so Mardi Gras is just the celebratory season. It starts on Epiphany, which is January 6th. And then I don't know what the rhyme or reason is of like when it, I mean, it stops the day before Ash Wednesday. And so I guess it depends on whenever Ash Wednesday is. It's like, that's however long Mardi Gras typically is. But it really picks up with like the first parade, which I really don't know how long that is. But basically, it's just a whole bunch of parades. There are parties, balls, different things. And then we have Fat Tuesday. And then we have Ash Wednesday, which is always kind of just like, oh my gosh, like, this is such a contrast.
Party's over.
Basically, a huge celebratory party season. And in Mobile, which is where I live, we started it in the United States. I will not hear any different. Don't tell me anyone started it because they didn't. And so Yeah, it's a huge deal. And I work downtown and parades are always shutting down the roads and you just kind of have to stay at the office and you're like, do I leave early or do I stay and just watch the parade because I can't get out otherwise?
Right. Now, during this parade, are there alcoholic beverages being served or is it like purely family friendly?
It depends. I mean, it really can be what you want it to be. There are certain parades where like maybe you wouldn't bring kids to like this one because like there's some where
yes.
the organization uses like humor and current events and whatever for their floats. And sometimes they can get like inappropriate. It's more adult humor. But I don't know that there are drinks like being served, but you can go into bars and like get a drink and bring it out to watch the parade. Like you can definitely get alcohol and you can bring like a cooler or something if you really want to like tailgate.
Okay, noted.
In New Orleans, it gets messy.
Yeah.
I would definitely not bring my kids
Mobile
to that.
Mobile is a lot more tame. We're not so like I guess it's like debauchery in New Orleans. And we're not, you know, we have our moments, but it's not like all that.
What New Orleans got going on? What are we, what's going on over there?
It's a mess, but it's a fun mess.
Yeah, yeah. I've never done New Orleans. I don't think I've ever done Mardi Gras in New Orleans, only Mobile, which makes sense because why would I go?
Very curious.
Yeah.
Why would I go 3 hours away? It's right here.
Right.
No, it's super
fun.
It's fun
though. From New Orleans.
I love New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never been. I need to go. There's a lot of places in America that I need to head out. So for context, Amelia, I live in Canada. I'm by Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm north of New York, like by 12 hours or 8 hours, 8 hours, 8 hour drive, an 8 hour drive. Yeah.
So
4 hours to Buffalo.
Where in America have you been?
I've been to Buffalo, New York, Atlanta, Chicago. I've been to a bunch of places in between, but I don't know if that really counts because that was like for traveling. Like I was traveling in between cities.
Yeah, through
but
them,
in terms of places where I've stayed. Yeah, through them. Yeah. But in terms of stayed, that's just been the main 4/5. Yeah. But there's a lot of places I need to pull up to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty fun though. It's different. It's different, but it's fun. Yeah.
I'll get him to fall in love with the South eventually.
Oh, I already love the South. I love the South. Like, if I could move to anywhere in America, it would be somewhere in the South. The food is better. Yay. The people are nicer. The sun
We've
is
won
the
this
better.
Round, boys.
It's warmer there. The air, like, people aren't as abrasive like in New York. It's cleaner. New York is very, very dirty. And if I love New York, I'm going to love anywhere else. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Right. I have more questions, but like we're almost out of time. We're almost out of time. Is there any questions you want to ask us?
Oh gosh.
Oh Lord.
Right?
I don't know.
Body.
Obviously I didn't come prepared. Oh.
No, it's okay. It's okay. if you don't have any
show,
questions.
You're good.
Like it's literally I'm putting you on the spot just for funsies.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like I, like, want to talk. I don't know. I want to talk to y'all. I just don't know what to say, you know?
You know what, though? I think this is going to be the start of, like, a brand new friendship, honestly.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I don't think it's...
This has been the Gen Z podcast, bros.
I think we're Zillennials.
Oh.
I don't think we're exactly Gen Z. Like, we're in between that millennial to Gen Z. Because we're not, like, obsessed with...
No, she's younger than us, though.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, never mind. Cut that bit.
Okay, cool. Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to guess your Zodiac, or not Zodiac.
Oh,
Zodiac,
God.
Your star sign.
Not this.
Yeah. Because Gabby is a Capricorn. I'm a Pisces. Are you first half or second half?
No, that's cheating.
Oh, come on. There's so many of them. I at least need just one hint.
I'll be honest. I think I'm second half, but I am so not into like Zodiac.
No, it's okay. That's okay. So if you're in this, you're born in the second half of the year.
Yes. Hmm. Yes. Okay. I was like, I figured that's what that meant. I don't know.
I want to say your birthday's either in like November-ish or it's in like July.
Close.
Who?
This is ridiculous.
Oh, ooh. Is it closer to November or July?
July.
You're not, your birthday's in July or August?
She's a Leo.
I was going to say, are you a Leo?
Yeah.
Damn. That's pretty sick. Okay, cool. I have no idea what that means. I just guessing when people were born. Yeah. I just know when the zodiacs are, but I don't know what that means in terms of personality stuff. But yeah.
Well, hopefully it's a good thing.
One of our friends, Segan Serenity, she's a Leo as well. So she's pretty cool. She's pretty cool.
Cool.
And you're pretty cool too.
Aww, thank you. This is so nice.
Thank you.
We're going to get a ranting eventually.
Yeah, you're going to be, the more you hang out with us, the more you're going to want to rant about things, because that's all we do here. Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to ask a question. Actually, I am going to ask this question. I'm going to start your rant.
Ooh.
Favorite Taylor Swift album. Go.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. Speak now.
Yeah.
We're going to get canceled.
Told you I was bringing in the big guns. I'm going to save this for the end.
Yeah, I love Speak Now. I love Midnights. Mm. I mean, I love all the albums, but those two are like super special to me.
What about them makes them special to you?
Well, I think Speak Now because of the nostalgia, but also because I just genuinely love the songs. And then probably Midnights because I feel like, I don't know, the songwriting is just so amazing. And I love the sound of that album. And I just, there's so many songs that I'm like, oh my gosh, like this song, like I relate to. Like before it became like a TikTok thing or like something that people were like, oh my gosh, about, I really loved like You're On Your Own Kid. And I was just like, this song is just a whole journey. So yeah, I don't know if I'm being particularly eloquent about that, but I just really enjoy the songwriting on that one.
Right. If you were to give yourself the top three songs off of Midnights, what would they be?
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Okay. All right. You're On Your Own Kid. I'm really starting to fire. And gosh, this is hard. I really love Maroon. And what's my third one? Let's see. I'm looking at the track list just in case I forget one that's obviously a favorite. That's sometimes happen. Honestly, it's got, ooh, wait, no, Bejeweled. Okay. Can I say top four?
Sure, why not?
Yay, okay. Maroon, Antihero, Bejeweled, and You're On Your Own Kid.
Okay, Swifties, you heard it here first. Let us know if you agree or disagree. Sound off in the comments. Start a war.
No,
don't kill me.
Do not.
No, we'll protect you. We're like...
We're bulletproof.
Yeah, we're bulletproof. Yeah.
Have you ever seen two Dobermans?
Yeah, that's us.
That's us.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, don't hurt Amelia. She's just a little guy.
I'm a chihuahua.
She's just a girl living in a German world. Yeah, I think I have more questions, but like, I'm not going to bombard you. And we're also reaching like the full 1 hour of the recording. So this is usually when things go off the rails.
That's an understatement.
Right. You'd be surprised how long our recordings go for.
How long?
Is there anything else? Our last one was like an hour and 20 minutes.
It was long.
Okay.
It was long. But then
literally ended with us yelling at each other. So.
That's how most of them end though.
It's a wonder how we're still friends.
I mean, I know how. But yeah, sometimes our episodes will be like an hour and 20 minutes where we have to stop recording, even like things are flowing. And then we'll have episodes that are like barely even 20 minutes long and we can't even air them because we had nothing to talk about.
We're just looking at each other like, hello.
Yeah. And if one of us is not feeling well, then we miss a week. But thankfully, recently, whenever one isn't feeling well, the other usually isn't feeling well, which has been surprisingly convenient whenever it came to
we're married.
Yeah, this season's been a lot smoother than the past season, so.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great.
Before we do end off, we have this one segment we like to do called Put It in the Garbage. Things where we take what we hate throughout the week or things we hate throughout the month or the year, and we want to put it in the trash and never have to deal with it again. Amelia, since you're our guest of honor today, I'm going to let you go first. What are you putting in the trash this week?
Oh, gosh. TikTok videos where you crack the egg on someone's head, especially if you do it to kids. Mm. I've seen way too many of those. I'm not on TikTok, but I've seen them on like Instagram. Way too many of them. And they're very mean. I don't like them at all.
Are they cracking eggs on the child?
Yeah, so they're making like, what? They're like baking or something, and it's time to like crack an egg for like, I don't know, a cake or something. And so instead of cracking it on the table, the child will be watching along, like just following along, and they'll crack the egg on the child's head, and either the child cries or they are like really confused and like, why did you do that? Or they're just kind of like stunned. And I just think it's so mean. Like, they don't tell them. It's just like everyone's laughing except for the kid is like, what just happened? And I'm like, this is not okay. This is not fun.
That's traumatizing.
So yeah, I've seen too many of those.
I haven't seen those ones. I've seen the ones where people do it to like grown men, and that one's
funny.
I don't care about grown men. Like, they can handle it.
That would be funny. She's going to fit in just fine here.
Gee, what are you putting in the garbage for this week?
This week, I'm putting in the garbage married men. We'll leave it there.
Oh.
Men who are married, men who are fiancéed, financed.
You heard it here first, folks. If you got a ring on it, don't.
Get rid of them.
Oh, get rid of it or get rid of them?
Them. Oh no, wait. Get rid of the men that want attention.
The ego, yes. Narcissistic men. Put it in the garbage.
Sorry, I thought that meant get rid of the partner. I was like, no, let's not. I'm not putting that
in. I thought you meant get rid of the ring. I was going to say, not you being messy. I'm putting this cold weather in the garbage. It is extremely cold up here. It's cold. It's cold. And I'm bitter about it. I'm cold and I'm bitter. It's colder than a witch out here. I'm putting that in the garbage. Bring back the summer heat and turn on the global warming.
We as a society deserve that.
We do.
Not for anything we did, but.
We just deserve summer. What are you getting into this summer? I know I said we're ending it, but I'm asking this question anyways. What are your favorite go-to summer activities?
The theme song's already played. Get off the stage, bro.
Boo, this guy stinks.
Stinks.
But yeah.
What was your question again?
Your favorite go-to summer activities.
Ooh.
Like, are you a carnival? Like, I guess we know that you do, like, the Mardi Gras, but, like, are you into...
That's this month. It's done.
Oh, it's done?
It's done.
Wait, what's the point of having a parade if it's cold outside? Wait, it's not cold outside
it's
for y'all.
I mean,
it's cold-ish.
Sorry.
Cold-ish. Cold for down here. But, you know, people
okay,
are...
Okay, what does that mean? Like...
What were we today? 30s, 40s?
30s for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I don't like it because I'm Southern and I don't like the cold. So to me, that's cold and I'm sick of it. But, you know, I'm sure people are like, yeah, cry about it. Who cares?
Okay. That's not too bad. It's not too bad.
No. But summer. Yeah. Alabama actually has beaches because I live along the Gulf Coast. And so I like going to the beach.
Oh, that must be so nice.
Yeah.
I also live next to a beach.
Oh, yes, you do. And you take your pupper out for a beach walk.
My babies.
Yeah.
My dog loves the beach. She likes finding shark tooths. That's a fun thing that she likes to do.
Aw, that is so cute.
She puts her nose by it because it's like a little black speck in the sand. She'll be like, mother, look, mother.
Gosh, my heart. That is adorable.
That's so cute.
G, do you have any... burning desire questions that you have for our guest here today?
I have nothing. You prepared amazingly. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You were great.
Thank you. Let's give a round of applause for the questions that I prepared today. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's give a round of applause to me.
Thank you.
Get off the stage.
Thank you.
Play the theme song.
Thank
Get
you.
Out.
Thank you. But yeah, you're right. We do need to actually play the theme song. I think that's it. Thank you for coming. But yeah, thank you for coming, Amelia.
Thank you for having me.
This was
You are
fun.
Welcome back any
you
day.
Literally
anytime.
Welcome back anytime. This is
We record fun. On Tuesdays.
Make sure to follow Amelia on all social media platforms. Are you on Twitter? You are on Twitter. I've seen you
yeah,
on Twitter.
She is on
Twitter. Yeah, I've seen you. Twitter, Instagram. Do you have TikTok?
Nope.
Okay, no TikTok, just Twitter and Instagram. And you can email us if you want to be a guest on the show. We probably won't let you because you're not as cool as Amelia. But, ooh, burn.
Got him.
Got him. But yeah, this has been another great episode of Ginger. Don't cut me off. The gag is...
Yeah, no, literally same. Every single time.